You know I'm going through a throwaway store purge thing, and I found this old Dollcastle news that I no longer take. You used to take this.
Oh, a lot of them.
And I know you took Dollcastle. This is why I collect dolls. How many dolls do you have? Why do you collect them? What are you going to do with all these dolls?
That's a good question.
These are questions I am often asked when people learn about my doll collection. I don't always have a ready answer for them because I've lost count of how many I have. It never occurred to me that I needed a reason to collect, and I'm so busy enjoying them today that I have not given much thought about the future. It should be easy to give an empirical answer to the first one by simply doing a head count. I have tried. I have even created a database on my computer to compile a list of the dolls, their characteristics, values, and location in my house. I entered information that would allow me to access the doll by maker or category. I diligently recorded each doll displayed in various places throughout my house, and those that are languishing in boxes in the closet and the storeroom. The problem has been to keep it up to date. For a period, I have failed to enter new acquisitions or to note when I moved one from storage to display or vice versa. Now, I am not sure which dolls are inventoried and which have been neglected. My favorite reply to an inquiry about the size of my collection, however, is one that I have borrowed from another collector. I have 500 in my permanent collection, although if truth be known, all of my dolls seem to stay with me permanently. The reason for collecting dolls is more difficult to explain. Some people are concerned with the monetary value of dolls and ask if bought them as investments. While I have certainly invested money in buying them, I do not anticipate a return on that investment. Some of my dolls could be considered valuable, but the majority part of my collection does not have a high resale point. Anyone who collects to make money would have to be much more serious about studying the ups and downs of the market and the prevailing whims of collectors. That would turn a pastime into a business. I am not in the business of collecting. There are doll collectors who buy the dolls that they wish they had owned as children. As a child, I had a wonderful dolls with incredible wardrobes, lovingly and expertly sewn by my grandmother, that were the envy of all my playmates. There is no need for me to purchase dolls to fulfill the childhood longing. The happy feelings that I associate with playing with my dolls as a child certainly contributes to my lifelong attraction to them. Enjoyment is probably the foremost reason I collect. Looking at a doll can bring a smile to my face and joy to my heart. Whether it is a doll in my home, or one belonging to a friend, or in a store, or even a picture of one in a book, magazine, or online. The social aspect of collecting, associating with other collectors, either formally, in club meetings, luncheons, and conventions, or informally, in small groups, our conversations has provided hours of pleasure and resulted in warm friendships and happy memories. Dolls help fulfill my need to create, making patterns so that my dolls can have an outfit similar to the one pictured in a book, or taking apart an adult-sized hat to create one for a doll, are pleasurable challenges. Decorating a doll stand to enhance the doll or arranging pleasing displays satisfies my creative spirit. Another reason I collect is to preserve dolls from bygone times. My serious collecting days began when my mother gave me her childhood doll. The 1925 Dream Baby was still clad in a plaid dress that I remember sewing by hand at my grandmother's home when I was about 9 years old. It was totally inappropriate for a baby doll. So I researched to learn about the doll and how she would have been dressed when new. Then I recreated the long white cotton gown and bonnet. Studying about that doll led me to notice other neglected dolls, lying forgotten in dusty flea market bins. I began to purchase dolls with loose or non-existent stringing, wild wigs, broken appendages, and layers of grime. I learned to identify the dolls and to make simple repairs and to disguise the imperfections. A hat or a big hair bow could cover a thinning wig. A flower or teddy bear could hide a broken finger. I collected vintage fabrics and trims to use in creating appropriate outfits. I learned about the place of the doll in history and how world events influenced the doll's industry. I wanted my collection to include examples of dolls as reflections of social and historical events. Many dolls in my collection simply got there as a result of a quest. The search for a specific doll became almost as pleasurable as actually finding it. Hours were spent walking through flea markets, junk shops, doll shows, garage sales. The pleasure of the hunt diminished as the internet grew. Now, with just a few clicks of a mouse, almost any doll I covet is readily available at my fingertips. Searching online cannot compare with the magical feeling of walking into the treasure-filled room of a doll show, or the elation of uncovering a hidden gem in a flea market. The hunt is part of the reason I collect. The encouragement and support of my very tolerant, loving husband is another reason my collection has grown. He has brought wonderful treasures to me that he has come across while out of town. In our travels, he was diligent, as I was, in ferreting out likely-looking spots to shop for dolls. He helps me with projects such as setting sleep eyes in an old German bisque head, and he even molded new fingers for dolls' hands. Over the years, he has encouraged me to travel to doll shows and conventions and always expresses his pride in my accomplishments to me privately and to our friends. His constant praise and validation is a big reason for the scope of my collection. Some collectors limit themselves to a specific type of doll or doll maker. The focus of such a collection is well defined. My collection ranges from antique to modern, from well-loved to mint, from babies to ladies, and contains dolls that made from a multitude of different materials. Sometimes it's not enough to have one of a particular doll. I want another in a different size or dressed in a different color. It often seems as if the dolls choose me rather than me deciding to include them. It is a wonderfully eclectic bunch that gave me enjoyment together and continues to provide pleasure on a daily basis. As for the final question, what are you going to do with all these dolls? The answer is easy. I will enjoy them while I am able. And after that, it will no longer matter. My dolls live active lives. Various dolls are featured in seasonal displays throughout my house. Hairdos are refreshed and clothes are changed or laundered as needed. My visit to an estate sale may result in the perfect pair of shoes or a hat for one doll so that hers can go to another, which leads to all kinds of wardrobe changes. Sharing my dolls with others gives me the greatest pleasure. I love to prepare displays or programs for seniors and children, as well as for other collectors. Displays of dolls by theme, military for Veterans Day, characters from children's literature, movie star dolls, dolls representing cartoon characters, brides, babies, presenting programs about doll artists, doll types, doll history, and writing about dolls are ways that I share my collection. When I am no longer able to enjoy them, it really does not matter to me where they go. I only hope that they will continue to bring pleasure to others in the same way that they have enriched my life. Does this not sound like us?